It seemed like there were good chunks of the night where you played your best soccer of the tournament. How does it feel to go out having sort of progressed to the point where you were able to really dominate some of the game?
Yeah, obviously the team is disappointed, the fans are disappointed because you know, you wanted to play the big final on Sunday in Philadelphia. It was a very, very good performance. I mean, I really told them in halftime as well, you just keep playing like that, you're going to get more opportunities, and sooner or later you put them in the net, and we're going to turn this game around. You know, we lost this game with two set pieces that we conceded, as simple as that, you know, and then we had enough chances to put 3, 4, 5 in there. We didn't do that, and that's why we, at the end of the day, we lost it, and that's unfortunate, but it's reality. So congratulations to Jamaica being in the final, and we have to swallow that pill.
Jürgen, what ways was Jamaica better tonight than maybe we've seen in previous games against them?
No, I don't know. I mean, not comparing now the games of the past. I mean, they had, you know, a bit similar to maybe a couple of years ago, two set pieces when they scored two goals in Kingston, you know, with two free kicks, they won that game. You know, today was a throw-in and a free kick. They come away as a winning team. So no compliment to them at the end of the day being on the winning side, but I cannot complain about the performance of the team. I mean, they gave everything, they kept pushing, and we had enough chances at the end of the day to score the goals we needed in order to get to the final, and we didn't do that. That's maybe the only point where you can say, shoot, you know, that's what we were missing today.
Jürgen, the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half, you were all over them. It was just furious pressure. From then on, it seemed like Jamaica settled down a little bit. Were you a little surprised that your opportunity slowed a bit at that point?
No, I think it's kind of normal. You cannot go that tempo, you know, for all 90 minutes that the guys went. You know, they kept really pushing them. They here and there, they were hitting the wall again. They went through it, and they kept going until the very end. And defensively, Jamaica did a very good job. You know, it's a very physical team, and they know how to interrupt the game. They know how to slow the game down, and they kind of made it over the time. And that's, you know, something that you cannot complain about now.
Jürgen, to what extent do you regret persisting with Alvarado and Brooks as your two center backs instead of going with maybe two more experienced options?
No, I regret it, not at all. I think, yes, you know, John was involved in that header there. Came up a little bit too late, but then he played an excellent game, and Ventura too. You know, we have a couple of very, very good center backs that we keep building. They keep progressing, and they will have a very intense competition between each other, you know, going into the future. So there's no reason to criticize them for the game. Actually, opposite. You know, they were all over the place. They did their job. We came short at the end of the day.
You're in the first 25-30, you guys had quite a bit of the ball, you had some chances. Did you feel like that was the missed opportunity where game goes a different direction? And as far as the defense goes, how much of your persisting with those guys, the younger guys, was looking ahead to 2018? I know you've talked about that they need games in development, but how much did planning ahead factor into your decisions?
Well, not really. I mean, planning ahead now towards 2018 was the fact that they right now already are on a level that they deserve to play these games. They deserve to play the Gold Cup. You know, they have a head-to-head race there, these couple of guys as center backs and also outside backs, that we want to see that competition going on, and they will just get better over the next couple of years. So that's not a problem at all.
In the start of the game, the first 30?
Well, going back to the point, we had enough chances to put this game away, you know, really later on as well. The luck was not with us, maybe, but also we were not clinical enough just to put it in there. So, but effort-wise, you know, rhythm-wise, passing combinations, everything was there. I mean, it was a lot of good stuff that we saw, but at the end of the day, it's the goals that matter.
Jürgen, can you talk about the ball? How important does Olympic ball come for this group, particularly the younger players, and what will the preparation be for the playoff to go to Russia in 2017?
As far as I know, you know, it kind of goes parallel in that time in October, you know, the Olympic qualifiers and our playoff then for the Confed Cup. So we'll figure that one out. But obviously, you know, if you look at the youngsters like Yedlin, like John Brooks and other ones, Hovio Rubin, there are some kids in there that I would love to have for the senior level, but we'll figure that one out.
Will there be an overlap? Do you know what the schedule will be?
No, I'm not so aware of that one right now. We don't have a schedule yet with the Olympics.
Jürgen, you spent much of the past few months focusing on this tournament and saying that you're going to win it. You guys fell short. What comes next?
Well, finishing off in style Saturday in front of our fans. Being third then, you know, doing that with the right attitude and with the right approach. You owe that to fans, you know, you owe it to the tournament. Swallowing that pill, you know, not nice to swallow, but it is what it is. Cannot change it anymore. And then we keep building, we keep progressing, we keep, you know, working hard in order to go towards World Cup qualifying then by the end of the year, and it starts all over again.
We'll take one more if we've got it.
Right here, right now.
Jürgen, Clint Dempsey scored 6 goals in this tournament. And beyond that, some of the younger forwards got to play. What do you see particularly from a guy like Aaron Rojas and gives you confidence moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we need to see them. We need to have them play those games, you know, and we need them to kind of prove a point every time they come into camp. They're trying to do that in training. They're trying to do that in the games as well. I think Aaron made another step forward during this tournament with the group, within also the kind of the inner hierarchy of the team. I was a bit unlucky today with the rebound, you know, after, you know, that free kick there from Fabian Johnson. If that one goes in, you know, he might become the game winner. But this is part of our job as coaches, is to bring them along, to help them in that process, to help them also in their club environment whenever we can, in order to get them ready for the next level.
Thank you, Coach. We'll see you in Philadelphia.
Thanks, guys.
Be right back with Jamaica's post-match press conference.